Does anyone here have a definition for freedom? Who can tell me what freedom is? It's not a trick question. Your hand went up first. Choices and knowing what to do, yeah. No?
Nobody tells,
nobody tells you what to do, yeah. No one at all. Parents here? I'm sorry? You could be afraid sometimes, yeah. Freedom brings fear sometimes, yeah. Doing something on your own? One more. What else do we think? Having the choice to do what's right or what's wrong. That's true. It seems like true freedom would be doing whatever we want, whenever we want, however we want. That seems true, right? But true freedom, especially for us as believers and as Catholics and those who know and love God, true freedom is doing what Jesus wants us to do. Now, it seems kind of odd, right? How can doing what someone else tells us to do, how can not being in control actually be free? But you see, as we heard Jesus say in the gospel, the truth will set us free because Jesus is the truth. Now, I want to give you a little example, and hopefully this makes sense. I remember back when I was learning how to drive. I was so excited when I was 16. I was so excited when I finally could drive on my own. You know, my folks didn't have to be in the car with me. And that very first time, being able to just go where I wanted. I could go where I want, when I wanted to. And it was like, oh, I have freedom, total freedom. And it was true. There's a sense of that. But when you drive and you have that freedom, there's also responsibility, right? So you can't speed because you might hurt someone. You can't drive really wherever you want because if you drive on a sidewalk, you could hurt someone, right? You know, you can't go as fast as you want. And the reason why is not only to take care of ourselves, but to take care of everybody else who's driving and to be safe. And so the same holds true for our faith. To really be free, to be free from sin, means that we listen to what Jesus says. So it's not really so much being controlled, but it's really about doing the right thing. And the more we can accept Jesus as the truth and really let that sink into our hearts, the better we're going to feel. And at times it may not seem like it because, as we said, what do we think of freedom? We think being able to do whatever we want at any time. But Jesus is the truth. And there's going to be times where, there's going to be times where we're going to want to do something that we know we're not supposed to. And we might feel restrained or a little bit controlled. And you may have already experienced that. And that's really what sin is, when we make those choices to do things that Jesus wouldn't want us to do. But as we know from this whole Lenten season, and as we'll know at lunchtime today, there's a remedy for that. God loves us so much that he gave us the sacrament of reconciliation so that whenever we might follow a false truth or do something wrong, we can always come back to his love. Jesus sets us free because he knows what's best for us. Just like our parents, when they sometimes make decisions for us that we may not like, but it's always because they love us and they know what's best for us. The same holds true with God. Now, I want to share a quote with you. It's a little longer, but not too long. And it's from Pope Francis. Everybody knows Pope Francis, right? It's from Pope Francis talking about freedom. And it kind of sums up what I'm trying to say, and he probably says it better than me. So I just want to read this to you guys, okay? It's not too long, though. Just because God created us in his image, we have also received from him the great gift that is freedom. If it is not used well, freedom can lead us away from God, can make us lose the dignity which he has clothed us in. This requires the guidelines. The guidelines and also the rules, both in society and in the church, to help us do the will of God, thus living according to our dignity as human beings and children of God. When it is not shaped by the gospel, freedom can turn into slavery, slavery of sin. So you see what he's saying there? There's a responsibility that comes with our freedom as sons and daughters of God, a responsibility to listen to what God wants us to do, to help one another and to recognize those people that are in need. Again, these are all things we've talked about for all of Lent. And if we don't do that, that's when we really become entrapped and controlled by sin. And then we really won't feel too good at all. Now, the reality is, and the older kids are starting to realize this, I'm sure, there's a lot of different voices in the world, right? And different things that tell us what's good and really it's not so good. There's different just forces and ideas in our world that go against what God tells us. And sometimes it's really tempting to listen to those voices. And sometimes we don't quite know what to listen to or not to listen to. But the great thing about being not only a person of faith, but in particular being a student here at St. Dominic School, not just any Catholic school, but this one, is that all of us here, myself, Mrs. Fisher, your teachers, your parents, those who volunteer, we're here to help form you so that you can know what voice to listen to. So that when you hear Jesus' voice and you hear the words of that gospel, you'll know what the truth is. You'll know it in your heart. And you'll know that it'll set you free and that it'll make you happy. And so as we continue these last, now about week and a half left of Lent, maybe reflect on what are some of the things that keeps you from knowing the truth? What are some of the things that might block you from really knowing God's love in your life? Or maybe think about what are the different voices in your head that are calling you to different things? And then ask God to know the truth, because the truth will set you free, because Jesus loves you. That's the most important thing of all. The rules, the guidelines, some of the things that might feel like they control us, it's all done out of one word, love. The words of the gospel, the truths of the church, they aren't done to frustrate anyone or to make life tough. It's just the opposite. It's done because God loves us beyond anything we can ever imagine. And that's always what we try to teach here too. And I'm sure you guys know that. Because think about it. That crucifix, can everybody look back at the crucifix? If you want an image of what true love looks like, that's it. But it doesn't end there, does it? Where does it end? It ends there, at the resurrection. And that's where we're getting ready to celebrate. So in these last week and a half, just think about God's love and reflect on how Jesus can truly set you free.